welcome to the Good News Show. I'm your host, Terry Modica.
And now, in this next segment of the Good News course on how to hear the Holy Spirit, I'd like to talk about yet another kind of help that the Lord provides through someone else. It's your guardian angel. Now, we're not supposed to be trying to communicate with our guardian angels in a conversation. There's a lot of danger in that because demons can disguise themselves as angels in order to try to trick us. However, your guardian angel is in your life to help you and to guide you and to help you know what the Holy Spirit is saying to you and doing in you and wanting to do through you. You can start each day, this is something that I do, asking the Holy Spirit to surround you with holy angels and to empower your guardian angel to help you know and do the Father's will for that day. This is how I pray it. Lord God, surround me with holy angels today who help me know and do your will. It's as simple as that. And then during the course of the day, let's say I'm writing a good news reflection and I'm struggling to find the right words to say it. Or another thing that happens commonly, I'm working on the Good News Ministries website and there's a piece of code that I'm not understanding. It's not working right. Something's not doing what it's supposed to do. And I'm frustrated because my knowledge is limited. And so then I stop and I say, Holy Spirit, you know how to fix this website problem, or you know the right turn of phrase that I should use in this reflection that I'm writing. Holy Spirit, what is it? What's the answer here? Inspire me. And if I don't get an answer right away, some kind of inspiration, such as, go try that. Well, that happens, you know? Where I have not yet looked for the solution to what I'm trying to fix on the website, a thought comes to mind, I look, and lo and behold, it's exactly what I need. But sometimes that doesn't happen. And so then I say, okay, guardian angel, your job is to help me. So help me to hear what the Holy Spirit is trying to get through to me. And then again, I quiet myself and listen for the first idea that comes to mind. And if the first one, asking the Holy Spirit directly, doesn't work, the second one usually does. And if that doesn't work, then it's usually a matter of saying, Lord, I don't know what you're saying. I have just got to proceed with my gut, with whatever I can try. Or, Lord, I've got to get away from this for a while until I hear what you're trying to tell me. In both those scenarios, that's not bad. That's honest, and the Lord honors that. And the Lord will use that for your benefit. We proceed, and the Lord will direct us, stopping us, interrupting us maybe through a phone call or something that keeps us from going in the wrong direction. Walking away from the situation and waiting until we feel re-energized and re-inspired is often also the right way to go. Because in all of these things that we do to try to hear the Holy Spirit better, God honors that, works with us, and uses our guardian angel to help with that. So may your adventure now include the guardian angel's help in hearing the Holy Spirit and in becoming more sensitive to what the Holy Spirit is saying to you.